Hello and welcome to the Market Podcast powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shataja Anand and today I have with me a very special guest, Kunj Bansal, who is a CIO at Kavi Capital. Welcome to the podcast, Mr. Bansal.
Thank you, Shataj. Thank you, Money Control.
Right. Well, the first question I wanted to put it across to you is that what is your view on markets as we come, you know, sort of face to face with rise in COVID infection across the globe, US elections and festive season?
Yeah, so to arrive at an answer to this question, let's analyze the factors that are there on the horizon. So two factors you have already mentioned, that US election, yes, that outcome will be a big event because it does affect US economy, global economy, Indian economy as well. Besides, of course, the social and political impacts. So that's one. Secondly, yes, especially in the Europe, we are seeing the second wave of COVID coming very strongly. And in India, we are entering a very big festival season.
Right.
So let's hope that that these two don't coincide. But if that happens, that will be a very big dampener on the Indian market, of course, on the global market because of the Europe second zone. Besides these two global factors, the domestic factors are the current result season, which has been going on, which till now has been surprisingly better than expectation. So that's a good thing. But now going forward, in addition to result season, a lot is built on the festival demand expectation. So we have had almost half of the festival season already being over with demand being reasonably okay. Only two-wheeler was one space which was probably felt to be lower than expectation. But in the remaining of the festival season, how the demand shapes up. So these will be the factors. Now, if I club them with the fact that market has been reasonably positive, of course, last few days we have seen a correction from the highs of almost 12,000 Nifty to 11,600 odd. But on a risk return basis, if the market keeps going up, then the weightage shift more towards risk than towards return. So as a result, I think we could continue to see a consolidation slash correction in the market, although it's always difficult to take a short-term view.
Right. And do you think we should be able to reach record highs, let's say in 2020, as global queues turn muted and even we are seeing some bit of selling by foreign institutional investors as well?
Yeah, so I wish we had answers to such questions. let me think of it like this, that reaching a new high could probably be more of an academic interest. Now, what I mean to say by that is that if I look at pharma index and pharma stock prices, we are already at life high. In fact, pharma index has crossed its 2015 high. Following from that, if I look at IT index, it has not crossed life high, but it's very close to life high. So these two are the indices and sector, and as a result, the stocks which are already trading on the highs.
Right.
Some of them obviously haven't done as well. So BFSI, we all know, has underperformed, as is still below the pre-COVID high. But along with the IT and pharma, auto and consumer durables are the others which have done well. And this, so as I said, whether we reach in terms of index new high or not, there are sectors which are at new high and there are sectors which are not at new high. And this happens every time. So if we go back in the history also, 2007-08, it was infra which was doing well. In fact, well before that, 98, 99, 2000, we had the famous TMT, technology, media, telecom, which was doing well. And then coming again recently, 2014-15, pharma was doing well, as I just said that 2015 was its earlier high. And as recently as 2017-18, it was the NBFCs which were continuously going up.
Right.
So I think that similar phenomena is more likely to pan out in the process. Whether we will touch life high or not is a very difficult call.
Right. And as we touch base on the thought that FIs have I'll not say that turned net sellers, but definitely we are seeing some bit of selling from FIs, which have been sort of net buyers for some time now. Do you think investors should see this as a warning sign and stay light as queues across the globe turn muted?
I won't think so. And why I'm saying that is that this recent selling is probably more coupled with the global market sell-off that has happened. So it could be purely because of that reason and not India specific reason.
Okay.
In fact, if we look at the numbers in a slightly longer term, on a month till date for October, we are net positive in flow. I think it's close to $1 billion.
Right.
And similarly, despite COVID and all that, for the year till date also in the 10 months of 2020, we are, I think, $7 billion inflows. So I wouldn't look at it as a sign of worry. I mean, there could be other reasons for market to correct, which we already discussed some of them, but not necessarily the FII sell-off.
And do you think it makes sense to sit on cash for a while as we head into US elections-led volatility?
So to the direct investors in the market, how I always would like to recommend them to approach is that they should segregate their portfolio between trading and long-term investment,
Okay.
and they can decide whatever weightage. So very broad benchmark basis, I am saying that 70% of their total equity exposure should continue to be a long-term exposure so that you don't get caught at the wrong end. And 30% is where you can take these kind of cash calls.
Right.
Now, for that 30%, yes, I would agree with you, given the reason, not only because of the US election and other factors that we discussed, more for the reason that we have had market one way moving up in 6 months. So as a result, for that 30%, either on the full 30% or around 15-20% of that should cash call can be taken.
Right. And what are the big themes or stocks you are tracking for the next summer 2077 and why?
Yeah, I'm guessing you're referring from Diwali to Diwali. Samvat,
Yes,
of course, will change in April in between, but
yeah.
nevertheless,
Yes.
I think we have already seen IT sector having done well. To me, it looks like a clear winner going forward in next 8, 10 months to a year or even longer also. And along with that, all the new IPOs which have come and will continue to come in from associated sectors like digital, like mobility, like some of the work from home, like some of the fintech companies and all.
Okay.
So to me, that looks like that will be the theme to watch out amongst the current listed space. In addition, there will be in continued interest in the telecom because that's a sector that is going to support all these things. So that is where, although the listed opportunities are very few, but that is where I think we will have the opportunity. BFSI will come back, but above all of these, I am keenly looking that in from this Diwali to next Diwali, if we have some of the IPOs from e-commerce companies. I am actually really keenly looking forward to this.
All right. Well, thank you, Mr. Bansal, and listeners for tuning into this edition of Special Podcast. But do stay log on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business, and economy. Again, thank you so much for your time, sir.
Thank you, Stitch.